everybody. I'm Lates Camera Jackson with the LCJ Q&A, and joining me are producers Rob LaDuca and Mark Seidenberg of Disney's new animated series, Mickey and the Roadster Racers. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me today.
You're very welcome, Jackson.
Fantastic.
As Mickey says, hot rod diggity dog.
Ooh, 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 I love it, I love it. I got to tell you guys, I went to the Fathom event special presentation for the show back in November, and I was in a theater of about 300 kids and parents and grandparents, and everybody just loved the whole experience of it.
I love to hear that.
Yeah, that was great. We have same with the theater we went to. It was well, the kids were, you know, jumping up and down, and like they oohed and awed, and you know, and we're laughing just when we, you know, where we hoped.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. That's great.
We love the fact that the whole family can enjoy what we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Because Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, you know, has been on the air for 10 years, and now you've got this new show that's going to get boys and girls really, really excited. Why do you guys think the time was right now to start up a new Mickey Mouse show?
Well, I mean, as the audience grows, you know, we're growing with them, and it's fun to put Mickey in different situations. And since Rob and I both love cars, we thought it would be fun to see what would happen if we put Mickey and the gang in their own cars that turn into hot rods and smoking roadsters.
Yeah, we always got a good reaction during Clubhouse when we put the characters in cars or, you know, in fun, you know, dirigibles or whatever. And we got a lot of comments on that. So we thought, let's, you know, this could be fun. We both love cars. We're always going to car collections and, you know, and I have ever since I was a kid, so... It was and I loved Mickey since I was a kid, so it was a good thing to put them both together.
What was also fun for us is that we wanted to bring Mickey into a more, let's say, modern environment, so we got the chance to develop our own town that we call Hot Dog Hills.
Mm.
And so it expanded beyond, let's say, Mickey just having a hangout. Now he has a garage, you know, and lives in a town that's filled with places like the Hot Dog Diner, and the Happy Helper's office, and the lighthouse, and the Big Ears Freeway. It was fun building a town from scratch.
Mm. It gives us more ideas for stories too, which really helps.
Yeah, and I loved seeing in the couple episodes they showed some of the fast evolving, tricked out rides that you guys have created for these iconic characters. Tell me a little bit about some of the cars they race in.
Well, Mickey's. Hot Rod Diggity Dog, you know, Roadster is based on a classic Model T, you know, hot rod that, you know, a real classic American car for a classic American character.
And Goofy's car, of course, we wanted it to be Goofy, and we thought, well, what better car to have than a car that has its own very own bathtub with a working shower head.
I mean, he could have had it turn into like a Maserati, but of course he chose a bathtub.
This way he can race and take a shower at the same time. Saves a lot of time.
Two in one. That is perfect.
I want that car.
And then Donald, you know, he's a sailor, so we gave him the cabin cruiser, which is basically a boat on wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And then Daisy loves flowers, so we thought it would be cool to give her a car that, let's say, had a little bit more power than just a flower mobile. It became this dragster Snapdragon, which is very sleek. And then, well, Rob, Minnie's car, of course.
Well, Minnie's car, yeah. Minnie's car, you know, Minnie's kind of classy, and she's and feminine. And there were these beautiful cars from the 30s in France called Delahaye. That actually, you know, when we saw them at the car show at the this exhibit, we were like, oh, my God, it looks like a bow, that car. And Minnie wearing bows, you know, loves her bows, her polka dot bows. And we thought, well, that's the car for Minnie. So we basically designed it off those cars.
And Rob and I visited a lot of car collections, and we got a lot of inspiration.
But the ultimate car collection was Jay Leno's car collection, and we thought, you know, we'll never be able to get in to see his cars. And, well, it just took a phone call to call his office.
No.
And,
wow.
And a few weeks later, he was giving us a tour personally. You know, for we were there for like half the day, looking at all his cars. And he's a great guy, loves Disney and loves Disney product. And by the end of it, we said, you know, we have a character named Billy Beagle who's a race announcer, and he went right into a voice. And we said, "You're hired." So he's now doing the voice of Billy Beagle.
Yeah, I was so
thrilled.
I was so excited when one of the episodes they showed was a couple of them, I think, involving Jay Leno, and I recognized his voice because I know Jay a little bit, and it was so fantastic to hear him because he's so funny. He must be amazing in the vocal booth, just with all the different expressions and the way he uses his voice.
Yeah. Jay's energy is like totally over the top, which is exactly what we wanted. And he also has a lot of fun. He does a lot of ad-libs.
Mm.
And he's totally into the character.
Yeah, he knows a lot about cars, you know. So,
yeah.
So a lot of his ad-libs have to do with cars, which is just great. And, he got into it immediately. And what we love about recording him is he comes in a different car every time to the recording. So that's one recording we cannot miss.
Yeah, like 1 week he'll show up in a World War II Jeep. The next week he'll be showing up in a Model T Ford.
Really?
Or, you know, a 67 Mustang.
A little tiny Italian car, a little Topolino Fiat, you know, from 1939. It was just great.
Wow. Did you guys make an offer on one of his cars at all?
Oh, I would say they're a little bit too expensive for us.
Just a little.
But he has over 300, it's about at least, 300 cars. He told us recently that he had to get another hangar, an airport hangar, to fit more of his collection because it just keeps on expanding. And he makes sure that all the cars are in working order so that any day that he wants to use any one of his cars, it's ready to go. He has a full crew.
And actually, each car has posters from the time the car was popular, little trophies, little toys that, you know, that were taken from the design of the car. So that's that helped us design Mickey's Garage, the interior of Mickey's Garage. We took a big cue from Jay's Garage.
That's wonderful, guys, and I love the fact that in the episode I saw Jimmie Johnson was in it, and Danica Patrick and Jeff Gordon, they're also guest starring as animated versions of themselves. That must have been a must when you guys decided to go with this concept for the show, that we have to get real race car drivers to voice characters.
Oh, that was a terrific opportunity for us to get them involved. And what's really interesting is that all three of them really upped their game when they got to see what they looked like in a cartoon form, because they're basically beagles, dog-nosed beagles, and their energy and their love of what they're doing comes right through the screen, as you saw.
We even got, Danica loves her dog, and she's in a lot of publicity photos with her dog, so we actually put the dog in the show, and she was thrilled.
Yeah, one of the things on our show is that,
Dallas.
One of the things about our show is that the races are always different. And so one of our ideas was, what if we did just a race where it's the owners and their pets? So, of course, Mickey's racing with Pluto, and then Danica's racing with her own dog.
Mm.
Well, we call her Danny Sue is her
name
in the show.
Danny Sue is her name in the show, yeah.
But her dog's name is Dallas, yeah.
That's cool. You guys seem to have so much freedom when it comes to the show. I was reading that Gordon Ramsay is voicing a character, too. I mean, you guys have a ton of freedom when it comes to any opportunities with storylines and with guest stars and with voicing, and that must be a great feeling for you.
Well, what's fun is, whenever we come up with brand new characters, we always think about, what personality would work perfect for them? So, for instance, we have a pig character, Mr. McSnorter. And so we thought, you know what, Patton Oswalt, he would make a great pig. And he came in and he does wonderful snorts for us as Mr. McSnorter.
And I love the fact that you're going to all these different places. You're going to Hawaii, you're going to Italy, and you get to educate kids on countries and cities and places all over the globe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're not making up stuff when we go to those cities. We're actually, we're using real landmarks that are there in those cities. So it is educational in that way. We just finished a show in London and did a great story, about Mickey, Minnie and Daisy working on Big Ben.
Yeah.
because they within our show there's the Happy Helpers as well, you know, which, you know, Minnie and Daisy have their own little side business aside from working in the garage, where they're the detailers and painters and designers. They have the Happy Helpers office. So anyone in Hot Dog Hills who needs help will call, and even if they don't know really how to do that job, they offer their help.
And so what we'll be seeing is Mickey and the gang in Italy, London, Spain, Paris. The world is ours.
I love it. And I love the fact that you see on Mickey's cards number 28 because Steamboat Willie was 1928. And
that's correct.
Just tell me a little bit about keeping the nostalgia factor as far as these characters that we've known for so long, even in this new, cool, modern setting.
Well, all of us are very steeped in the early Disney shorts.
Oh, yeah.
With Mickey and the gang. And their characters haven't really changed that much from those days. And we feel really responsible for keeping the heritage of these characters intact. We never want to put Mickey and the gang in situations that feel uncomfortable for us and for what even Walt would have wanted. And we feel we're doing a pretty good job really keeping to the core characters of them all.
And Walt, you know, and Walt, you know, Mickey sprang from Walt's heart. So we're very careful about keeping their characters, all of their characters, Goofy, Donald, Daisy, Minnie. But Walt was never really afraid to experiment with Mickey, you know, with color and sound and, you know, and putting him on television and, you know, dressing him up in different clothes. And so we just thought, you know, we don't think Walt would be as precious, even today, you know, if there was a new technology, he would, you know, put Mickey in there and do the best with him.
Wonderful. Well, guys, I have learned so much, not only about this show, but Jay Leno's Garage, and I didn't expect that today. So thank you guys for joining me today, and best of luck with the show.
Thanks, Jackson.
You're quite welcome.
All right, fantastic. Those were Rob LaDuca and Mark Seidenberg, the producers on Mickey and the Roadster Racers. The first two episodes premiere Sunday, January 15th at 9 a.m., and then two more new episodes Monday, January 16th at 9 a.m. on Disney Junior and Disney Channel. I'm Lates Camera Jackson with the LCJ Q&A.